Blog Talk Radio.
The following show was pre-recorded earlier today.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Chaim Schmidt from the Kosher Scene. At the Kosher Scene, not only do we discuss food and wine, we also bring you all issues related to the kosher lifestyle. With me this evening is Rabbi Gideon Weitzman, Director General of the Pua Institute in Jerusalem, calling us directly.
Good evening.
Good evening, Rabbi Weitzman. We will be discussing the Pua Institute, its purpose, how it came about, and we will also be talking with Mrs. Leah Davidson, the Director of the American Office. Good evening, Rabbi Weitzman.
Good evening again. Thank you very much for the introduction and for the opportunity to speak to you this evening and to all your listeners.
Okay, can you tell us a little bit about what is PUA?
Sure. PUA was established 20 years ago here in Jerusalem. We had very humble beginnings. We were established in the living room of the of Rav Borstein, who is the head, the founder and the head of the Institute until today. We grew very rapidly, and today we occupy a four-story building in Jerusalem. We have a branch in New York, where you are now, in Los Angeles, Paris, presence in Australia, South Africa. And we really deal with three things. We counsel couples in all aspects of fertility, gynecology, men's health, women's health related to fertility, intimacy. We also offer supervision services to ensure that there's no mistake made in the lab. And the third thing we do is we also have a very active education department here and worldwide, educating about all aspects of fertility and all of the activities that PUA is involved with.
Considering that there are many fertility clinics around the world, why specifically would there be a need for a Jewish one? What exactly do you do differently from the average fertility clinic anywhere else?
Okay, well, just to clarify, PUA is not a fertility clinic. We are not a clinical organization. We do not do any treatment. We counsel couples. And so I'll give you an example of a couple that would come. They may be at the beginning of their journey. They, like the couple that I just counseled a few minutes ago before we started this interview, they've been married for a couple of years. They are starting to embark on some preliminary testing, and they wanted to know what is available and what should they do. So that's one type of counseling. We had a couple this morning who have undergone numerous treatments and are now looking for what's the next treatment, where should they go now? They've been to three or four different clinics. Had a couple yesterday who had been given different pieces of advice from different doctors. They wanted to maybe find some sort of way to navigate between what they've been told. So that's a lot of the support, and a lot of it is also literal support. Couples who are going through a treatment, we had a couple here yesterday who are going through a treatment who are just wanted somebody to guide them and to cry with them and to be with them and to explain with them and to give them some sort of moral support. And the process is very, very complex and very confusing and very stressful. And so for all those reasons, a lot of people would like to get an expert but non-partial advisor and counselor who can listen to them and guide them through the process and to direct them to the best place to go and the best person that will be able to, the clinic that will be able to help them.
Well, let me ask my original question differently. I understand you're not a fertility clinic, but why would there be a need for a rabbinical advisor? Why not just somebody who happens to be familiar with the medical issues?
So a lot of questions, obviously, there are a lot of halachic questions involved. And we at PUA don't send a couple to go and ask a rabbi and ask a doctor, but we try to combine within the wonderful counselors that we have here, both rabbis, active rabbis who can give halachic guidance, as well as somebody who can give them a medical background as well. So the combination definitely puts at ease all of the couples that come, that they feel that they have one person who can guide them both in the halachic difficulties and often halachic minefields that they are faced, together with also a medical guidance as to what is the best and most appropriate treatment for them.
Okay. You said that you provide services around the world, and among the places you mentioned was New York, LA, and Paris. Anywhere else?
So we also have a presence in Australia and South Africa, where there is supervision available. And we have people there who we are in constant contact with regarding advising and regarding counseling. But definitely New York, under the auspices of Mrs. Davidson, who's sitting with you, and also all of the activities in North America, is definitely our flagship of our activities outside of Israel. We have a rabbi, Rabbi Elchanan Lewis, who travels regularly to America to counsel couples, to oversee the supervision services that we supply there, and also who is available to give many, many lectures to medical staff, to rabbinic figures, to rabbinic conferences, and also to the general public.
Okay, let me turn a little bit to Mrs. Davidson.
Hi, thank you very much for including me.
Can you tell us a little bit about the different services and events that you have here in the New York area?
Okay. Rabbi Weitzman touched a little bit of about what we do here, which is the counseling, supervision, and awareness events, including lectures to the public and CME courses, which are continuing medical education classes for physicians, and different studies. I think that there was one little bit of the question that you asked about, you know, why would they come to PUA? I often get a question of why would they come to PUA and not just their doctor, considering we are not a clinic, as Rabbi Weitzman said. So I think that one of the points that's really important to know is that one out of six couples suffer some kind of infertility or go through some kind of trouble, which seems to be quite an alarm, you know, a huge number. However, 95% of most fertility problems can have solutions outside of such invasive treatments such as IVF. So I think what PUA really addresses is that huge number, that 95%. We're able to help couples go through. There's so much information nowadays. There's so many doctors. There's so much possibilities. It's really hard for a person who's not knowledgeable to process it all. So when they come to PUA, when they have somebody who's impartial, as Rabbi Weitzman was saying, who's, you know, we are not a doctor, so we there is no specific partiality for any kind of treatment. We are able to look at everything that's available through the filter of halacha and offer it to the couple. So that gives them a very good option of finding what's the best way to be helped, and that's why we have such a good success with our couples.
Mrs. Davidson, what is your background and how did you come to be a part of PUA?
I don't really have a background in infertility, Baruch Hashem. I came to be part of PUA because I was living in Ramot Bet, and quite a few ladies who are very involved with PUA, Miriam Ben-David, who is a founding member of PUA, was in our shul, as well as another person introduced me. And my love for the organization really comes not only for helping Am Yisrael to have children, but really because PUA really is an all-inclusive organization, unlike anything else I've seen. They really treat every Ben Yisrael, every single person, with respect and kavod, irrespective of their affiliation, whether they're from, not from, Ashkenaz, Sfarad, Hasidish, Yeshivish. Everybody's treated for themselves, and everybody's helped straightforward. And I think that's really a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. And that's really my last satua.
Okay. Rabbi Weitzman, are you there?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
Okay. Now let me ask you the question. How did you come to be a part of Pua?
I also was blessed with, Baruch Hashem, a nice, large family. I come from a family that has a strong science background, and I was also merited to spend a few years in yeshiva and to receive rabbinic ordination. And I looked really for something that could combine these two interests, an interest in science and then cutting-edge technology, and also a way to use that to help the Jewish people and to find that within a halachic framework. And Pua really does that. Pua is really an organization that is at the cutting edge, is exciting, and it's all about helping people. And we have the most wonderful, difficult, taxing, but wonderful job of being able to help people, to give them hope, to show them and explain them things that they did not know. And exactly as Mrs. Davidson just said, that, you know, there's many, many options that are available to people that they may not know about. And to be able to do that within a religious framework and within the wonderful and broad spectrum of halakha is really a very worthwhile and a very blessed thing to do. And I really thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu daily that he guided me and gave me the merit to be able to work in combining the things that I love so much.
Do you have any statistics about how many people you have counseled, how many people you have helped around the world?
So we have, we counsel every single day about 180 couples that call or email or fax our office here in Jerusalem. They're fielded by the 12 active rabbinic counselors that we have here. And we have, so if you multiply that number by every day, 180, and every week several, a thousand, and over the month. So we have on our books in excess of 40,000 couples who have had connection with Pua. Of course, many of those couples are come back. Many of those couples are then looking maybe for another child and another child, and sometimes they come back with other questions. And many of those couples maintain an ongoing relationship with Pua. And also many people call for Pua not only for fertility, but for other guidance and for other halachic questions that they have related. We also deal with Tarat HaMishpacha, with family purity laws here. And we have many questions related to that that people call up. So we have literally thousands of couples who are have been helped and assisted by the Pua Institute.
Can you give us a couple of the typical questions that normally arrive at Pua's desk?
What's very exciting about Pua, the day of Pua, as opposed to many jobs, is that really when you come in the morning, or when you lift up the phone, or when you get the email, or when you receive the fax, we don't know what it is the person's going to ask. And the range is so huge, from, as I just told you, a couple who have been married for a year and are just starting out, to couples who have been married for maybe, I just had a couple now, 20 years been married, who are seeking new treatment. And they could be asking where to start, how can we start, what is the treatment that should be done. They can be asking what is the halachic problem with what the doctors have suggested to us. They can be asking, they are asking, questions about other options, questions about what else can be done. Where is the we were suggested to do such and such treatment, where is the best place to do that? And really the whole gamut of those questions.
Okay, I hear, and I assume that all this is being done strictly confidentially, of course.
Well, very much so. I'll give you an example of something very interesting. A couple, a woman called me, and she said, you know, I have a problem, and my sister was in contact with you, and she has the same problem. So I didn't say anything, and we would never ever share the details of one person with another person, or not even with a professional. And so I didn't say anything, and not even to acknowledge that the sister had been here or not had been here. But when I concluded the conversation with her, I actually went back to the sister's record, and found that while with the first sister it had been a problem, a male factor problem, in fact being her husband who had the problem, with the second sister who just called me, in fact it was a female problem. And so even though there were two sisters, the reason for fertility in both cases was completely separate, and therefore no connection between them. But to answer your question, definitely it is all done confidentially, and no couple can should ever find out that another couple was here unless that couple wanted to know. And in fact, we many times, I can see a couple who I counsel, I can see them in the street or even in my town, and I will never approach them. Sometimes they will approach us, but often they won't even acknowledge that we help them, and that's perfectly fine, and people are very private. On the other hand, sometimes you get an invitation to a Brit, and the person gets up and says, I want to thank Mohanpua, the Punsi, that helped me so much, and they do our publicity for us. So people are very different, and we have to appreciate that and respect the wishes of each couple.
Of course. One more question.
Sure.
What is the fee for your services?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
What is the fee for your services? Let me ask. Let me explain what I mean. Some people, you may have some people to whom money is not a problem. You may have another couple to whom money is a problem.
We do not charge for our counseling services. We feel that the couples are asked to pay in many ways for fertility treatment, and it is not fair that we should then say for really a service to help them, to guide them, that we're going to take more money. So we do not charge for our services, the counseling services. We do charge for the supervision. It is a very subsidized amount. It's a very, very minimal amount compared to what a couple will pay for treatment. And educational services are, we try to get sponsors, and we try to find organizations that will partner with us, who feel that's important, in order to try to offer that as widely as possible. It's really not a, we many times people are amazed because they feel we've really helped them, and the counselor's really given them so much, and they say, how much is the consultation? The consultation is free. Obviously, many of those couples then are happy to contribute something, but there's no official fee for our services.
Okay, Mrs. Davidson?
I'm often asked, in the fundraising part of our work, how come we don't charge anything for counseling? Maybe we should do, like you said, some people could pay and some people can't pay, and have some kind of sliding fee. There was actually quite a conversation about that at Pua Institute, and we came to the decision that for the couples to feel trust in our help, it's best not to charge, simply because not only they're already paying out of pocket for so many other things, but also because they shouldn't feel that to call us, we're earning something. To call us, they have to feel that we want to help them. And so if they have to come and sit for 3 hours or come back again and again, they shouldn't feel like we're asking them to come back because we want to get payment. We want them to be helped and to feel complete trust. And if they want to give back with a Hakara Tov, terrific. If not, then please God, like Rabbi Weitzman said, we find other people to partner and to help. But that was really the basic decision for keeping counseling as a free service for Pua.
Such being the case, obviously there are some tremendous expenses incurred by Pua. So how can people help Pua? Where would they call? Where would they write? Where would they contribute to?
Well, thank you very, very much. Obviously, it is a tremendous chus for being helping for Pua. In America, they could contact the New York office, or the phone number is 718 718-336-0603. That's 718-336-0603. Or best online, anywhere you are. You could see us at www.puaonline.org. And best way to help, really, there's so many, many ways to help. One can open up a home. I think that it's a fantastic way to teach the community. Most people feel very sensitive about the topic and are reluctant, really, to come to a lecture, to a public lecture. But in a home environment where it's safer, I think. So if you're interested in opening up a home or interested in sponsoring a lecture in your shul, please feel free to contact me at the office. I'd look forward to speaking with you.
Thank you, Mrs. Davidson. Rabbi Weitzman, I have another question for you. Can you tell us something about future events throughout the world for PUA? Any upcoming events?
Teaching events?
Yes. Both.
So we have in Israel a very active education system, training rabbis and doctors and the general public for the rabbis to understand about fertility treatment, for the doctors to understand about the needs of the religious community, and awareness for the general public. We also have many, many such programs also in North America. Throughout North America, we've had classes that deal with the same for doctors, for having what's called CME, continuing medical education, where we have a program that together with a rabbi and a doctor to present fertility treatment, the needs and the special needs of the Jewish community. We've also had many rabbinic organizations and rabbinic teams that have invited us to come present to them about the special development of fertility and how it interfaces with halakha. And we've also given many classes in the synagogues and in public forum to be able to speak about fertility and to present to the public the awareness about what fertility is all about.
I understand you have a conference in Israel. Can you tell us a little bit about the upcoming conference in Israel?
We have an annual conference, which is always the Shabbat, is always the Wednesday before Shabbat Shmos, so that's in the winter, which is always a day-long conference that deals with many aspects of fertility, starting from the morning until the evening. That we get about 2,000 people there. They speak and they really get to hear from the top rabbinic authorities and also the top doctors in Israel and from around the world, speaking about many aspects of fertility, many aspects of our work. So that's a major conference that we have, and we're also planning an international conference and conferences in different form as well.
Do you have any such activities in the U.S., like New York, for example?
As I said, we have many educational programs, and anybody who watches the our website will be able to follow the activities, will be able to join in and to come to participate in the many, many activities that we have in the New York area as well.
Let me now ask about a different subject. I understand about the counseling. I understand about your teaching activities. I understand about some of the events that you have in order to raise money to pay for this tremendous program. Are there any other areas aside from those immediately relating to fertility where people also contact you about?
I said at the beginning about the supervision services. We have treatments. Many fertility treatments involve giving genetic material into the lab, which is has its own halachic questions involved with it, and therefore we have supervision, which enables, basically the supervisor comes and oversees a procedure to ensure that there's no possibility of human error, and there should be no question later on of mistakes that could have happened, in order to ensure that there is no question later on the line about the validity of the children born. That supervision is available throughout Israel, throughout the world, in North America, New York, and throughout North America. We have the possibility of ordering supervision. It can be done through our New York office. And supervision, is, as we said, has a cost, but it's very, very highly subsidized in order to enable all couples to partake of supervision whenever they are freezing genetic material.
Okay, and my next question is for Mrs. Davidson. Do you have any parting words for our audience?
I think what's exciting is that even though the home base of Machon Pua is in Yerushalayim, the tremendous amount of help that we're able to give right here in the United States, because the world has become so connected with the internet, with telephones, with faxes and email, I'm often asked, but Pua is in Israel. I said, right, Pua is in Israel, but Pua is here. we're able to reach people wherever they are. Our mashgichot are incredibly dedicated so that they're able to travel, they're able to go wherever they're needed, wherever they're welcomed. And it's exciting to be part of this world. As Rabbi Weitzman said, I thank God every day for being part of this tremendous organization and able to help so many people each and every day. Thank you very, very much for helping us. And if you need to reach me, my number is 718-336-0603 or online on the website, puaonline.org. Looking forward to speaking to all.
Rabbi Weitzman, any parting words?
I think that, we've really only touched on the tip of the iceberg of all of the many things we do and all of the wonderful work that the counselors here do and the incredible work that's done by Mrs. Davidson and the team in America. Anybody that's interested should really contact us and should. We're very, very happy to try and to assist more and more couples. We, Baruch Hashem, are very busy, but we're always happy to try and help wherever we can. And the reward is to see, but thank God, many, many children, thousands of children, and many times that I travel around the world, I meet couples who say, you know, this child was born through Pua, through one of the counselors, through some help, and that's really a tremendous, tremendous reward, and something a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to be a part of and to be involved with.
How many children would you estimate came about through the counseling efforts of Pua?
We don't have an exact number because there are many, many couples, as I say, who were helped, and many couples who have involved themselves with supervision. But if we put together both the supervision and the counseling services, the estimation is around 1,500 children a year. So it's around 1,500 children born a year. Pua has been in existence for 20 years, so that's some tens of thousands of children.
Absolutely.
That have been born through the incredible efforts of Pua.
Well, thank you very much, Rabbi Weitzman. Thank you very much, Mrs. Davidson. It's
thank
been
you,
a very informative evening. And good night to one and all.
Thank you very much.
To all of our listeners. And just look at our blog on kosherscene.wordpress.com. We are hoping you'll look at our blog, comment on some of the posts, and continue listening to this broadcast every Wednesday evening at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Thank you very much, and good evening to one and all.